If I Were a Book by Jose Jorge Letria, illustrated by Andre Letria, read by Trisha Arden Caldwell. When you hear this sound, turn the page. If I were a book, I'd ask someone in the street to take me home. If I were a book, I'd share my deepest secrets with my readers. If I were a book, I'd like to have my own magical place in every child's imagination. If I were a book, I'd be your best friend. If I were a book, I'd be full of useful knowledge. If I were a book, I'd like to be read late at night in a sleeping bag with a flashlight. If I were a book, I would not want to know at the beginning how my story ends. If I were a book, I'd capture you with my captivating tales. If I were a book, I'd keep all the secrets confided to me by my readers. If I were a book, I'd be in no hurry to reach the words. The end. If I were a book, I would not like to be read out of obligation. If I were a book, I'd be one skyscraper in the city of words. If I were a book, I'd like you to dive in and find treasure. If I were a book, I'd help someone soar. If I were a book, my scent would be the bouquet of an endless and unequaled day. If I were a book, I'd be an open window over a boundless sea. If I were a book, I'd contain poems that light up the night. If I were a book, I'd like, above all things, always to be read and always to be free. If I were a book, I would sweep away ignorance. If I were a book, I wouldn't want people to only pretend to have to read me. If I were a book, I'd help anchor you to your truest self. If I were a book, I'd take readers to the wide open spaces of their own untamable minds. If I were a book, I'd be an endless journey. If I were a book, I'd crush violence with knowledge. If I were a book, I'd be happy to wind up on a desert island with a passionate reader. If I were a book, I'd take on all the forms that time might care to bestow upon me. If I were a book, I'd be full of new horizons. If I were a book, I'd like more than anything to hear someone say, "This book changed my life." The end.